Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In speaking of his crowning creations, man and woman, God said, "Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. Notice three thrilling facts. First, we're not the product of random impersonal forces working on mindless matter. We were designed by a personal God to reflect his image in the world. Even evolutionary biologists are seeing the insurmountable problems in their theory. Pierre-Paul Grasse, past president of the French Academy of Sciences, stated, "No matter how numerous they may be, mutations do not produce any kind of evolution." End quote. Lynn Margulis, evolutionary biologist and member of the National Academy of Sciences, said, quote, "New mutations don't create new species. They create offspring that are impaired," end quote. Did she always believe this? No. She wrote, quote, "I was taught over and over again that the accumulation of random mutations led to evolutionary change, led to new species. I believed it. Until I looked for evidence," end quote. It's not goo to you, it's God to you. Second, we were given dominion over creation. In fact, God gave Adam the privilege of naming the animals. Scientists call that taxonomy. We should be good stewards of God's earth, but never pay more attention to the creation than the Creator. Third, God made the human race with just two genders, male and female, no matter what people say. What a God that he could design such creatures with minds to understand his great thoughts and hearts to return his love. Yes, we are wonderfully made.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.